Wake the kids, phone the neighbors, call in the pets. It's time for the Rem Sports Line. Sports talk with a local attitude. The Brenham Sports Line brought to you by Budweiser, Mike Hopkins Distributing, and Classic Hair Cleaner, South Market Street, Brenham, making sure you look great in everything they do. Tonight on the Brenham Sports Line, we take a look at the World Series, the Houston Astros and the Washington Nationals. Tonight on the Brenham Sports Line. Props going out to Heinie Manush and his all-star band, and as always, our own Sports Line version of Ed McMahon. My cohort, Mookie the Rabid Badger. Just don't get your fingers and toes anywhere near the cage, and you should be all right. Mookie particularly excited because we're going to talk World Series tonight at the Brenham Sports Line, brought to you by Budweiser, Mike Hopkins Distributing, and by Classic Hair Cleaners. Cecil and all the great folks make sure you look great in everything they do. South Market Street in Brenham. And tonight we are talking World Series, Big League Baseball, tonight on the Brenham Sports Line. And joining us via the Sports Line, the coach, the man with the plan, the genius behind the Cleveland Indians, Coach Kyle Van Hook. How you doing, my friend?
I think I've got the wrong number, Doc. The person you just described doesn't exist. But go ahead.
Oh, come on now. Terry, you know, Tito knows you are the backbone of that organization.
Well, it's a well-kept secret that me and the chief are side by side. We're mano a mano.
All that.
Even though the chief's in hiding right now.
All that, and I still can't get a sit down with him to thank him for that World Series in 2004.
Yeah, I know you won't let it go, but that's all right.
You're just afraid that if I ever do get to meet him, I'm probably going to do something embarrassing, like just drop to my knees and start kissing his feet.
Well, there's no question about that. Yeah.
How's it going, Coach?
It's going beautiful day, isn't it? Oh, my goodness.
What a gorgeous day out. It's going to be like that.
How much rain do we get?
I believe only about half an inch, I think, at the most. But, I mean, it was...
And they were predicting doom and gloom, and it just barely skirted us, but okay.
Yeah, four-tenths, so a little less than half an inch. But, yeah, it would have been nice if it had done that all day. But instead, the sun came out, and it's a gorgeous day. Nice day to play outside with grandkids, if you got them, huh?
Yep, and that's what I've been doing.
There you go.
That's what I've been doing.
All right.
Yeah.
And, of course, now everybody's getting ready for the World Series, except me, of course, because I'm going to be watching the Patriots and the Jets tonight on Monday Night Football. But anyway, the Fall Classic begins tomorrow, and so... Got you here to talk baseball with us. Your strong suit.
I'm not sure that's correct either, but we'll go with it.
That in high school football, but you know, we'll talk baseball tonight.
That's even further down the totem pole, but let's go.
The early betting line, if you believe in such things, has the Astros as one of the heaviest favorites in the World Series in many years. The biggest favorite since Boston over Colorado back in 2007. The thing is, you look at Washington's pitching and you think, this might be a lot closer than people think.
You know, I think it's going to be a four-game sweep or maybe a six-game tremendous series. It's going to depend on the first two games. If the Astros sweep them, it's over. you know, the last series, I strongly believe had the Yankees won game two, that series might have turned out differently. And you're right, the pitching is fairly close to even. I still think the Astros have a bit of a nod with Verlander and Cole. But the difference maker is going to be that lineup, the Astros. I sit there and I'll see a team against the Astros that's beating the Astros 5-1 in the seventh, eighth, or ninth, and I'll go, Astros still going to win because they got so much firepower. But it'll be interesting to see how they go against Scherzer and Strasburg and Corbin.
Right.
That could make it a very interesting at least first three games of the series.
Now we look at the first three games, and then if it would happen to go seven, the last three games, you're looking at matchups of Gerrit Cole versus Max Scherzer, mm-hmm. Justin Verlander versus Steven Strasburg, and the interesting one for me is Game Three, Zach Greinke going up against Corbin.
Yeah,
Pat Mielke's, yeah. And Zach Greinke. A great pitcher. He has been for the last 10 years or so, but he has not really performed all that well in late September and October over his history. So he could be the question mark for the Astros. Corbin, boy, what a season he's put together. And he's been pretty strong over the years late in the season, going back to his Arizona days.
Yeah, and I think the key is going to be, can the Nationals steal one of the first two games and then take game three, you know, with Corbin, because then, you know, then it might shift a little bit more towards even rather than the huge advantage the Astros have. You know, if they can steal game one or two, and you know that's everybody's hope on the visiting side is that you got to take one of the two at home, on the road. And you know you're not going to sweep at home, but, you know, put yourself in a position to only have to win one game when you go back. You know, I mean, it's just clear as everything. And we go up 3-1 on the Cubs coming back home, and we're thinking, they're not going to beat us two times at home. Well, they did.
Right.
So, so if they can steal one of those two games and then win the first one in Washington, because they're going to have Corbin on the mound, now it's 2-1, and you're talking about, you know, a different situation. So who knows? I think the pitching matchup is a slight favorite to Houston, not by much. The position by position, I think the Astros get a big nod. But there's been times that the underdogs have won the World Series, so we'll have to wait and see.
And, of course, we mentioned the first three games, the last three games. Of course, that game in the middle, the rocking chair game, the Nationals will likely go with Anibal Sanchez, solid big league starter, 3.85 ERA this season in 167 innings. Astros likely will pull out one of those bullpen games.
Yeah,
where they'll probably the speculation is they're going to go with Jose Urquidy, the rookie, and try and get get three innings out of him and then turn it over to the bullpen and let them, you know, try and pull out the rest of the game. If it does come down to the bullpens, Astros probably have the edge there.
Yeah.
I think their bullpen, I believe their bullpen a little bit deeper than Washington's. Washington's got, you know, those four real good starters, but then after that, they were a little shaky early in the season. They have been strong, though. They have been strong in September and October, though.
Yeah, and if you send mediocre pitch out there against Correa and Altuve and Springer and Alvarez and Gurriel, I mean, you're going to get pummeled. So we'll see. You know, Anibal Sanchez, I like him just because he's a veteran. He's not going to be rattled by the situation. We saw him, you know, almost pitch a no-hitter in the in the NLCS. So, again, it's going to come down. Can they steal game one or two, you know, in Houston, and then take three and, you know, see where it goes from there?
And,
is, what, is it Cole, and then Greinke, and then Verlander, or Cole, then Verlander?
It's Cole, Verlander, then Greinke.
Yeah. And, you know, you keep thinking Cole has to lose one of these days. I mean, just statistical odds are saying he hadn't, what's he, like 20 in a row now?
Something like, he has not lost since early May.
Yeah, I mean, one of these days he's going to lose.
Well, if you're an Astros
fan, you're a Nationals fan, you're just hoping it's, he's got two more wins in him before he loses that game. If you're a Washington fan, you're thinking, you know what, tomorrow night may be the night that Cole just goes out and has a hangnail or an ingrown toenail or something that caused him to be off, and they can, you know, again, get one of those two. So,
Well, I think with Cole, it's like that old saying that goes, well, they say that you can't win them all, but who says that?
I don't know. I've never met that guy.
Now, let's take a look around the rest of the team now. Of course, let's start pretty much even matchup behind the plate. Both teams have a pair of solid catchers. Aren't going to set the world on fire offensively or defensively. They're just, you know, decent big league catchers on both sides. I don't think any team is going to really have a distinct advantage behind the plate.
Yeah, I agree.
As you get down to first base, this is kind of an interesting deal. Of course, Yuli Gurriel, probably one of the hottest hitters in all of big league baseball, second half of the season, cooled off a little bit in the ACLS, but then when it came down to clutch time, hit one of the biggest home runs of the year for the Astros.
Yeah.
For Washington, you're looking at a solid big league veteran in Ryan Zimmerman. And when he's not playing first base, you're going to be seeing Howie Kendrick down there, who's had a great season this year. But I think with Yuli Gurriel, I think you got to give the slight edge to the Astros.
Oh, there's no question. And it might not be a slight edge. It may be a big edge. Because the way he's swinging the bat and the potential, you know, that he gives you every time he steps in the box, I think you definitely go advantage Astros.
Absolutely. And is there any question as to who wins the advantage at second base?
No.
No, none whatsoever.
No, not even worth talking about.
No, I tell you, he's just he just proves night in and night out that Jose Altuve is one of the, I would say, top five players in big league baseball. Just because of what he does night in and night out.
Yeah. Not only that, but the different ways he beats you with a home run, with his legs, you know, with his defense, stealing bases. That puts him maybe in the top three, you know.
And here's the thing, and this is just one of those little kind of side notes. I don't know if I've ever seen anybody in big league baseball that has more fun playing the game than Jose Altuve. I don't know if I've ever seen a player that smiles and laughs more on the field than Altuve.
And that's the one thing people get—they're just incredulous that I don't like the Astros, because I'm from Houston. I used to sell popcorn at the Astrodome during Astro games, but I keep telling them it's I like their players. They're fun guys to watch play. They play hard. They play with enthusiasm. They play with energy. They're good guys. I'm not a big Bregman fan because I think he's fallen in love with the camera too much. But Altuve, Correa, Springer, those are down to earth, really good guys.
Right.
If you think about it, and Verlander, he's a down to earth guy. Now Cole, I don't know him, but they said back at UCLA in his senior in high school, he was one of the biggest turds in the bowl.
Uh-huh.
but he may have changed. He comes off as a decent guy when they interview him. Greinke's just a withdrawn, has a anxiety disorder when he gets out, in front of crowds and stuff. So, you know, the only one that I can really have a problem with is Bregman, and yet I still love the way he plays the game. He plays it hard. He plays it with passion. You know, he's gotten, I think, a little big in the last couple years, but he's an MVP candidate, so he can take advantage of it. So, no, back to the original point, Altuve, great guy. Signs autographs, does things for the community. So you can't. Again, that's why I don't watch him, because I don't. It's other factors that are in the equation why I'm not a big fan of the Astros. So Altuve's a great guy, and then you go to shortstop. They got the advantage there, but yet Trey Turner's a pretty good player for Washington.
Yeah, absolutely. The Astros with Carlos Correa. The thing about Correa is it doesn't make much to take him out of the lineup. You don't want to say he's soft, but he is injury prone. He does miss a lot of ball games, but when he is in that lineup, and he is now, boy, he's a game changer.
Yeah. No doubt about it. Well, they all are. I mean, that's why they're potent every position. You know, and then you go third base, and you got two potential MVP candidates squaring off against each other.
Yeah, that's the one position that's a push. As great as Alex Bregman is, and everybody around here loves him, Anthony Rendon is having just as good a season in the National League, I think he's got a chance to beat out Bellinger and Yelich for MVP.
Well, now that they're in the World Series, if he has a good World Series, I don't think there's going to be any question. And Anthony, I go back to when he was at Lamar High School. We have a Monday night hit group every Monday in the fall in Houston, and Anthony was in our hit group, and he was a thin, wiry guy, but he was drilling balls off the wall at San Jack as a high school senior with a wood bat in his hand. And there were bigger and stronger guys over there that couldn't even get it close to the wall. He always had that wrist flick, and we compared it to Hank Aaron. And then, of course, he got to Rice, and he filled out, and he was a Boris guy. And matter of fact, I was with Seattle. We had the number two pick in the draft, and everybody thought we were going to take him, and I thought we were going to take him, and I didn't know until I'm sitting in my living room with a Bud Light on the table ready to pop it when we took him. And we took a left-handed pitcher from the University of Virginia that and had arm trouble and just got to the big leagues like this past year in a call-up role. But Anthony's a great kid. I've known him forever. And Clay, Clay was there. And Clay, to show what kind of guy Anthony is, Clay called him last offseason. And he said, you don't know if those guys are in the big league and, not return your call or not answer your call. Or Clay said he called him and he said, Anthony, this Clay, he left a message, Clay, Dan Hook, Billy Ferreira and I just want to talk to you about hitting if you have the time. He said, Anthony, call me back. I said, I don't remember you. Come on, coach. And he said, yeah. And he said he spent an hour with him on the phone. And this is a guy, a big leaguer, this, one of the better ones in the league. So that shows you what kind of guy Anthony Rendon is.
And, you were talking earlier about Alex Bregman. He kind of reminds me, and just kind of in a roundabout way, of the way people felt about Will Clark. If he was on your team, you loved him. If he was on the other team, you couldn't stand him. And that is what Alex Bregman reminds me of. If you're an Astros fan, you love this guy. If you are not a big Astros fan, probably not a big fan of Alex Bregman.
Yeah, and again, it's kind of bittersweet for me. I like the way he plays the game. He plays it hard. He plays with passion. He's good. He's energetic. The motor's always running. But the stuff where he runs in the dugout and goes down to the camera and every time he hits a home run, come on. That gets old. And he didn't used to do that. It's just been the last year or two. And that kind of, it really turns a lot of people off. But you can't take away the ability. So that's for sure.
No, the game's definitely there. As we move to the outfield, let's go to left field. The guy who made maybe the series-saving catch, Michael Brantley, for the Astros. However, boy, the Nationals got a good one in Juan Soto. He is a serious player.
Yeah. I mean, I'd probably go push there. Brantley's a seasoned veteran who's been steady his whole career. I mean, you know, he's with us for many, many years.
Right.
He was injury prone a lot with us, but he always hit over 300, and he's just a solid all-around player. Soto's got a little more flash to his game, a little more bling, being the young guy that can do it all. So it's almost a push there, if you ask me.
All right, as we move to center field, Nationals have one of the best defensive center fielders, maybe the Gold Glover this year in Victor Robles. However, you can't beat George Springer.
Yeah.
Just can't. Again, Springer's an ace.
Yeah, I think the bat's going to put the edge to Houston on that one. And Springer's a pretty good defender, too, so it could go either way, but I'd lean Houston again.
And then kind of a push in right field. I think you're looking at Josh Reddick, Adam Eaton, both about average defensively, but both better, you know, slightly better than average hitters.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, another push for me. You might give the nod a little more to Adam Eaton because he's played more veteran presence out there than Reddick. But Reddick's kind of streaky. When he's hot, he can burn you. He can kill you. When he's not, he's pretty mundane. So,
mundane. You got a point for mundane, Coach.
Thank you. I was looking up the thesaurus before I came. But anyway, so you might give the nod to Eaton just for those reasons. But you're giving the Nationals the nod in center left, push at third, you're giving the nod short, second, first, and push at catcher. So you're getting a push at catcher.
Right. You forgot one position.
DH.
It is a position. It has been since 1973, so it is a position.
Yeah.
Astros. Yordan Alvarez put up some of the most incredible half a season numbers of any rookie in the history of big league baseball. Has shown, though, that he's a rookie in the postseason. Hit just 171 in the postseason. And was a non-factor against the Yankees.
Yeah.
But the thing is that the Nationals, Jordan Zimmerman, Howie Kendrick will probably share time as DH, but they haven't DH'd. They haven't used one in just 10 road interleague games this year. So it'll be interesting to see, because if you talk to a lot of guys that have to fill in at DH, they have a hard time adjusting to it.
No, I was. You took the thought right out of my mind. I was thinking, for the National League teams that don't have a DH every game of the year, it's a different mindset to sit over there between innings and thinking about your ABs. And sure, you're in the game, but it's different, and it takes a while. If you've never done it before, I think for that reason alone, you can give the Astros because they've been doing it all year.
All right, so we've kind of broken down everything. The thing is, the funny thing about this is you look at this series, and it kind of mirrors 2 years ago. The Dodgers weren't a heavy favorite, but they were the favorite. The Astros, hadn't been in the World Series, but once before, they were and none of the players had ever had been there. They came through, won the World Series. Now you're looking at this year, you got the Washington Nationals. They've never been in the World Series. Well, they were back when they were the Senators, but that's when Walter Johnson was pitching. But they've never been to the series. Most of their players have never been in a World Series. So it looks like kind of a reversal of roles from 2 years ago.
Yeah, and I part of me wants to think that the way that the Nationals ran through the NLDS and the NLCS, especially the champ against St. Louis. I bet you that if you interviewed their was on their team in the front office, they would have probably wanted to play the Astros or whoever, the Astros Yankees the next day to keep the magic going. Now, the question is going to be, does the layoff hurt them? You know, everybody says, oh, they're rested and this and that, but the layoff can also be bad. You know, you haven't seen live pitching in a week. You know, the mojo you had going is not likely to be there because it's just not. I mean, it's just, you know, you've had that time off and you've laid around and I don't care how hard you try to simulated games. It's just different. I don't know. I would like to have seen if they would have started the World Series 2 to 3 days after the Nationals or if that series had gone longer. As it is, it'll be interesting how they can knock the rust off and get the cobwebs out quick enough to compete against the Astros. If they don't, it could be a four-game series.
And I've heard, you know, and I've heard pitchers, some of the great pitchers in the history of the game, say that they don't like. You would think, you know, oh, it's late in the season, boy, those pitchers are going to love those extra days off. But some of those starting pitchers, some of the great ones I've heard say, no, they want to pitch every fourth day or every fifth day or whatever, you know, whatever the rotation is, and they want to pitch on just 4 days rest. And if they have too much rest,
you mentioned hitters losing, you know, not being the same, you know, BP every day, and they haven't seen live pitching. The same goes, like you said, same goes for the pitchers losing the feel for the zone and the rhythm and timing that they've had. And the one thing that might save them there is Max Scherzer being on the mound, who, you know, at least he's a veteran and he's more likely to be able to deal with it in a positive manner than a younger player. And I'm not sure Scherzer. I can't remember if he's been to the. In the playoffs that much or not.
With Detroit.
Detroit, yeah.
I'm pretty sure he was with Detroit when they went to the series.
Yeah, so that's going to be their saving grace. He's likely to go out and know how to prepare and deal with the time off versus if you have a second or third year big league guy that, you know, that hadn't been like a Walker Buehler or somebody that just didn't know how to handle it, so. It'll be interesting, Doc. That's for sure.
All right. So, final prediction, Coach. What's your call?
I've already said Astros. I think I'm going to say four. I'll give Washington. I think the first couple of games could be close because of the pitching matchups. If they take both games in Houston, if the Astros take both games in Houston, it might be a four game series. I think the Nationals are good enough to at least win one game. I'd say Astros need either four or five. I'm not sure we'll go six.
Okay.
Conversely, it's 2-0. What the Nationals have gone through with the layoff, the Astros can ride that wave of emotion with Altuve's home run this Sunday, and they only have one day.
Right.
You know, now, they didn't have to travel, and they can stay at home, sleep in their own beds. But that electricity, that excitement that was in Minute Maid Park, they could pick right up where they left off. And I think if they are able to jump on Scherzer early on, that game will be over, and then they may just ride that momentum and sweep them in four. So that momentum that they got could work in the exact opposite way that the layoff might work for the Nationals. No, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Who's your pick? Or how many games? I know you're picking the Astros.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Astros. I'm going to say six. And I'm going to step out on a limb, and I am going to say in game two, Steven Strasburg wins game two over Verlander. Okay. And then I think game four, I think Anibal Sanchez comes through. And I think it's a 2-2 tie going into game five, and I think the Astros take five and six and take the series.
My hope would be that Cole has that one bad game tomorrow night and that they do get Verlander. Of course, what's the chance of Verlander having two back-to-back losses? Probably zero and none. But if they could take both games in Houston, the Nationals may have a shot because then they've only got to win two out of four. But who knows? I mean, Astros have proven you'll never bet against them, whether it's late in the game or whatever the series is.
All right. And by the way, another quick prediction. Where's Gerrit Cole pitching next year?
San Diego. Somewhere that's got a lot of
San
money.
San Diego. Well, close. Because, you know, San Diego's not that far down the road from the Anaheim area, and I'm saying he's with the Angels next year.
Yeah, well, you know, he gets to go back home. But he's a Boris guy that's going to sit there and wait until he gets to. And Boris has proven they don't care about where they go. They just want their money. Bryce Harper to the Phillies. You know.
Well, see, the Angels will probably come up with the money for Cole, but the Yankees are going to make him spend a lot to get him.
Yeah. Yeah. But, I mean, you go back at the history of Boris guys when A-Rod went to Texas and Harper went to the Phillies and Machado went to San Diego, and they don't really care about winning. They care about getting the money.
Right.
And
right.
So where does he go? Whoever's going to come up with the most money, and I don't see it being, you know, any of the contenders the last few years unless it's the Yankees. I couldn't see the Red Sox paying him, but that's just the way the dynamics of a Boris client work.
Right, right, and I just see the pressure now being on the Angels to make a big move like that.
Yeah,
they've got the best player in all of baseball, and you know he's only played in his career, he's only played three playoff game postseason games.
Something like that.
Lost all three of them. Yeah. So I think the pressure's on the Angels now that they've gone out and spent the money to get a top flight manager. Now they're going to go out and have to spend the money to get some talent to put around them. And I think it all starts with Garrett Cole.
Yeah. It's a good place to start. You get him and Trout, but that's still not going to win you games. You got to have.
Yeah. You got to have a couple other players around them, but they will.
Exactly.
Yeah. But it's got to start somewhere, and I think that's where it starts for the Angels.
Yeah.
What's it going to take for the Tribe and the Bo Sox to make it back?
Well, with the Tribe, we need to get everybody healthy. You know,
right. This is a tough year.
Correct. And Carrasco, and I mean, people talked at the beginning of the year about, you know, we still had the pitching. Everybody picked us to win the division, and we were in it right till the end, but the injuries just kept mounting. Kluber never came back. You know, Naquin got hurt. Kipnis got hurt. With the Red Sox, I don't know. They had the personnel to do it. It was just one of those things. Where was the chemistry? I don't follow them that close.
I watched almost every game this year, and it's starting pitching killed them. Chris Sale and David Price as the linchpins of that rotation just did not get it done this year.
Yeah,
they were like 4 or 5 inning starters this year. You can't have that out of those two.
Yeah,
you know, and now the hitting was there. The hitting was there this year. The pitching was not. The problem is that. They may lose some of their big bats this year, and I hate to see it. It looks like Mookie Betts is probably moving on, and I hate to see that. I wish they would come up with the money to keep him and start over with their rotation.
Yeah. Well, it'll be interesting. The Hot Stove League, how it pans out.
Oh yeah, it's always good because as soon as the World Series is over, that's when the second part of the fun of baseball starts.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
All right, well, Coach, I'm going to let you go play with your grandkids and enjoy the rest of your night and this beautiful night.
All right, Doc. I enjoyed it. You too, and go get them Friday night. Go Cubs.
Absolutely. All right, Coach, you have a good one. Thanks for being with us.
All
right, thanks, Coach Kyle Van Hook, for joining us here on the Brenham Sports Line as we talk Big League Baseball, World Series, Astros, Coach Van Hook picking the Astros in 5. I'm picking the Astros in 6, which means, of course, Washington will probably win the World Series. We'll hear from you. I want to hear what you think about the World Series. Give us a call, 836-9937, 836-9937. We'll take your calls. Tell us what you think's going to happen in the Fall Classic. Up next on the Brenham Sports Line.
Hello. Would you like me to find workout classes near you?
There are no stores that sell glasses within 10 miles of your location. There's enough artificial in the world. That's why Michelob Ultra is brewed with no artificial colors or flavors. With just 95 calories and 2.6 carbs, superior light beer. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri. 95 calories, 2.6 grams carbs, 0.6 grams protein, and 0.0 grams fat per 12 ounces.
Mike Hopkins Distributing is your regional Bud Light distributor.
When your clothes have to look good, trust them to Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market Street in Brenham. Your dry cleaning comes back in tip-top condition because quality work is what's important to the staff at Classic Care Cleaners. Classic Care specializes in dry cleaning and laundry services. They offer starched jeans and shirts, leather and suede cleaning, alterations, wedding gowns, and drapery cleaned and pressed. And upon request, one-day dry cleaning. And it's a promise. You'll look great in everything they do. Classic Care Cleaners. Cleaners, 805 South Market in Brenham.
Back on the Brenham Sports Line, Sports Talk with a Local Attitude, brought to you by Classic Air Cleaner, South Market Street, Brenham, making sure you look great in everything they do, and Budweiser, Mike Hopkins Distributing of all your favorite Anheuser-Busch products. Want to thank again Coach Kyle Van Hook for joining us. Love talking baseball with Coach Van Hook, man. It's just so much fun. And both of us picking the overwhelming favorites, the Astros, to win the World Series. But Washington's got the starting pitching to get it done. They don't match up with the Astros' bats. Their bullpen not as solid from front to back as the Astros. But they do have four really solid starting pitchers. I've seen teams win World Series with less than that. So we'll see what happens. It all starts tomorrow night right here on KWHI. 7:05 first pitch, 6:30 Astro launch. And we will, because of contractual obligations, we will have the ESPN radio broadcasters. But here's the thing, okay? I don't care who it is. It's better than Joe Buck. Anybody is better than Joe Buck, okay? Two people that have never seen a baseball game in their lives coming from some Middle Eastern country calling the game in a foreign language would be better than listening to Joe Buck call a big league baseball game. So, my advice to you is turn on the TV. Turn on your radio. Put your radio on KWHI AM 1280 or FM 101.7. Turn it up and listen to competent quality announcers call the World Series instead of you know who. So that's my advice to you. Listen to it right here on the radio. Listen to us. Turn down the volume so you don't have to suffer through that insufferable bore, Joe Buck, who is worthy of just about every word you can't say on the radio. This is the Brenham Sports Line. Give us a call, 836-9937, 836-9937. We'd love to hear from you. What do you think about the World Series? Astros trying to win their second World Series in the past 3 years. Ended the ALCS in amazing fashion. A lot of teams would have folded after that ninth inning home run by New York. After being that close to closing it out, New York ties the game up. Sends it to the bottom of the ninth. They've got their ace reliever out there. And the mighty might, Jose Altuve, who I believe is one of the five greatest ball players in all of big league baseball today, got the job done for the Astros. Let's go to the phones. Good evening. You're on the Brenham Sports Line.
Hey, Doc. How are you doing?
Hey, Clay. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing good. Doing good. Yeah. Oh, hey. Hey. I love girls talking. Yeah.
Does she make any sense?
She done told you the Astros is four.
Yeah, there it is. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, she's full of vim and vigor tonight.
Oh, heck yeah. Yeah, you think Mookie's bad. Yeah. I got an Australian Shepherd Chow cross.
There you go.
Yeah.
So what's going on tonight, my friend?
Hey, quick. I guess I might have to give her a little beverage. You know, maybe she'll be quiet. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Until she runs
out. Not a whole lot. I just got tired of listening to you talking, so I figured me and you could conversate a little bit.
Thank goodness you called, because I was getting tired of talking.
Yeah. Well, I want to send shout out to the Pollock and to the Bengal tire, the guy from LSU.
Bayou Bengal,
Bayou Bengal, yeah. And I'm going to send out a hook 'em horns to him too.
Yeah. There you go.
I got to put my clothing shot in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no, I'm kind of with you. I think the Stros and six. The only pitcher that's got any batting is Miley, the third pitcher.
Right.
And, because he came from L.A., right?
Right.
Okay, so he's the only one. So, and then, because we got three games in the National League, so. But I'm with that. We're going to win the series again, so. Yeah, it's all good.
Absolutely.
It's all good. Yeah. I'm sorry about the socks, but.
You know, well, hey, you know. hey, we won it last year. That's nice. And, you know, until the World Series is over, Boston is still the defending world champion. So we still got a week to hang on to that, to, you know, hold on to the last vestige of hope.
That's it. Hey, quick question. When's Tom Brady going to ever retire?
I don't know. I'm telling you right now, you and I will be long gone into the old folks' home, and he may still be quarterbacking in the National Football League.
Going, what is this? He just keeps looking just as good.
Yeah.
You know? I mean,
this year he hasn't been as sharp as he has been in the past. But he still does what he needs to do to win.
Yeah.
You know, that's the key. You know, you don't have to put up, you don't have to put up Aaron Rodgers and Deshaun Watson numbers.
No.
To win in the NFL, and that's what Tom Brady proves every week, that he just keeps going out there and winning games.
Right, yeah, that's it. You know, and, and without Gronk. But they just keep doing it, I guess it would just, if I would have had an extra $100, I would have put it on the line. And
now tonight's going to be a tough one, I'm telling you, because the Jets are a much better team with Sam Darnold at quarterback. They proved that last week.
Bite me.
That was, The sad thing is, I was actually rooting for the Cowboys last week because, you know, I'm not a Jet fan at all. Actually rooting for the Cowboys. But I think Sam Darnold, his comeback, his return, could make this a pretty interesting game tonight in New York. The Jets always play the Patriots very tough in New York.
So that could be a good game.
Yeah.
You know, and
but don't put it past Tom Brady to do whatever it takes to win.
Exactly. Well, like I said, the horns there, I'm not even going to talk about that. No, just, you know.
We may not even make a bowl game.
Yeah.
I told Lumpy going into Saturday that it was going to be a lot closer game than people thought. And, you know, if I was the betting man, I would have taken Kansas and the points. It was going to be a close game, and it turned out to be about as close as you can get.
Yes. It's a good thing we got a good field goal kicker.
Boy, no kidding. Woo.
Yeah. Dicker the kicker, too, you know.
That's it.
Yeah. So, okay, well, I'm kind of trying to watch your clock, so we're getting close.
We're getting close to heading home and climbing on the couch and watching a little Monday Night Football.
Well, that sounds good. Yeah, I'll watch it for a little while.
There you go.
I'm kind of like you. We leave too early in the morning.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm usually done by halftime.
Exactly. If I make it to halftime, that's my biggest point.
Well, my thing is, though, it's kind of hard to fall asleep with that John Hanna New England Patriots 1973 football jersey on.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Oh, man.
Oh, well, God bless everybody in Brenham, Texas. Go Cubs, hook 'em horns. I'm going to say Giga Maggie's.
Wow.
Go Cowboys.
There you go. Thanks for the call.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Yeah. Have a good one, man.
You have a great night.
All right.
Bye-bye. All right. Give us a call, 836-9937. 836-9937 here at the Brenham Sports Line. And see, you can call and have some fun, just like Clay and I just did. All right. Give us a call, 836-9937. And, what's your pick for the World Series? I know what 99% of the people around here are going to be picking. Yeah, okay, I know who y'all are going to be picking. If you want to talk about something else, want to talk about the Cowboys, want to talk about the Texans. Yesterday, both teams kind of got back in that, boy, last week after the Texans beat Kansas City, all the talking heads were saying that, well, the Texans are now the favorite to go to the Super Bowl in the AFC, that they looked unbeatable, they looked indestructible. They were only 4-2, okay? This team wasn't 6-0, they weren't 5-1. They were 4-2 after that Kansas City win. And yes, they looked good against Kansas City, okay? But everybody was jumping on this bandwagon, oh, the Texans are unbeatable. Colts proved they were beatable yesterday. And the Cowboys showed last night how good they can be. Okay? The last 3 weeks, they haven't been very good. But they got some offensive linemen back last night. Played the kind of football that we expected this season from the Cowboys. So both teams are 4-3, and I think that's, I kind of expected both teams to probably be 5-2 at this point, but 4-3, not horrible. You know, one game above 500 is probably going to win the, NFC East. Cause that division is just, boy, the other four, other than the Cowboys, are just awful. Philadelphia, I don't know what's wrong with that team, but there are some things wrong with that football team. The Giants are growing. They're going through growing pains. They're going to have, their quarterback situation is going to be better. It's going to get better. And, of course, it continues to get better with work, with time. And they've got the best running back in football. So now they got to build around that. Washington is just terrible. They've got to do something with that offensive line. Of course, their best offensive line sitting out, lineman sitting out. He won't come back. They won't trade him. And we'll see how that situation eventually plays out. But So that's basically a dumpster fire there. They're playing for the draft. They've got the quarterback of their future, but, you know, they're not going to throw him out there to the Wolves and let him just get beat up and hammered and beaten down. So that may be the one smart move Washington's playing. Yeah, we'll see. If you want to talk about football, the Cowboys, the Texans, you want to talk about Brenham Cubs. Cubs with a shutout this past Friday night. Elgin had been putting points up on the board. Very strong running game, a big, strong offensive line, but the Cubs, dominated the line of scrimmage. Did a good job shutting down Elgin. Now get ready for Bastrop this Friday night on the road, 7 o'clock kickoff. Tommy Lange now will be there to bring you all the action live from Bastrop, 6:30 pregame here on KWHI. Big volleyball game tomorrow night. Brenham Cubettes and A&M Consolidated right now. Consolidated is in second place in the district at 9-2. The Cubettes are in third place at 8-3. Big game for the Cubettes tomorrow night because A&M Consolidated, one of the teams that caliber they're going to face in the playoffs. Cubettes get to the playoffs. They're going to be facing teams like A&M Consolidated. So they need to beat them tomorrow night. And it would be a nice kind of a springboard into the postseason for the Cubettes. 6 o'clock in College Station tomorrow night. Burton Lady Panthers with a big win Friday over Round Top Carmine. They entered the night both 9-1 in district play. Lady Panthers with the win now in control of their own destiny with just three games left in district. They are at Dime Box tomorrow night. Round Top Carmine is at Richards. Rough night afternoon for the Blinn Buccaneers in Kilgore. The wheels very wobbly on the Buccaneer wagon. Boy, at one point they were 4-1. They were 2-1 in conference play. Things were looking solid for the Bucks, and then, boy, just the last month, things have not gone their way. They fell to Kilgore, 49-7. Bucks now 4-4 in the season, 2-4 in conference play. At New Mexico Military in Roswell Saturday. Even with a win, the Bucks need a lot of help if they're going to make the playoffs. Just a tough finish after what had such a promising start for the Buccaneers. They were all the way up to the top 10 in the national poll, and then things just kind of fell apart on them these last few weeks. Aggies get their win over Mississippi, 24-17. Sets them up at home Saturday morning, 11 o'clock kickoff from Mississippi State. 10 o'clock pregame here on KWHI. Aggies trying to get on a roll here as they get ready for that big regular season finale against a team that right now is starting to look like a favorite for that Final Four, LSU, the Tigers. Man, they're playing good football right now. And they've got the Heisman favorite. Yeah, a lot of folks saying that Joe Burrow, their quarterback, who at the start of the season was a 200-1 long shot, now considered the co-favorite for the Heisman along with Jalen Hurts of Oklahoma. You got to think, hey, whoever sticks around the longest this season, whoever finishes the regular season with a better record may just get the votes for that Heisman. Joe Burrow and Jalen Hurts might come down to those two for the Heisman Trophy. Well, we're going to wrap things up here in just a minute as we're here on the Brenham Sports Line. Let's hear from our Sports Line sponsors.
Hello, would you like me to find workout classes near you?
There are no stores that sell glasses within 10 miles of your location.
There's enough artificial in the world. That's why Michelob Ultra is brewed with no artificial colors or flavors. With just 95 calories and 2.6 carbs, superior light beer. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri. 95 calories, 2.6 grams carbs, 0.6 grams protein, and 0.0 grams fat per 12 ounces.
Mike Hopkins Distributing is your regional Bud Light distributor.
When your clothes have to look good, trust them to Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market Street in Brenham. Your dry cleaning comes back in tip-top condition because quality work is what's important to the staff at Classic Care Cleaners. Classic Care specializes in dry cleaning and laundry services. They offer starched jeans and shirts, leather and suede cleaning, alterations, wedding gowns, and drapery cleaned and pressed. And upon request, one-day dry cleaning. And it's a promise. You'll look great in everything they do. Classic Care Cleaners. Cleaners, 805 South Market in Brenham.
You've been listening to the Brenham Sports Line, sports talk with a local attitude. Brenham Sports Line brought to you by... I want to thank our guest tonight, Coach Kyle Van Hook, for talking World Series Baseball, Houston Astros, as they get ready to host the Washington Nationals tomorrow night right here on KWHI. And again, a reminder, if you hate Joe Buck as much as I hate Joe Buck, listen to us right here on KWHI and turn down the sound on your television. You won't have to suffer through that ignoramus. That'll do it. We'll be back again next week with our annual Deer Hunter special. That's next Monday night, right here on the Brenham Sports Line. And we'll see you next Monday night. Same bat time, same bat channel.